do is first, what I want to do here first, before we really get into things, I'd like to present some ideas that I have about the Baha'i and his minyan mitzvahs. And the ideas are based on just the text of the Baha'i. Okay? Now, let me just start reading a little bit, you know, and then we'll see. Dolish Reb Simloy, Sheish Meis, Usholish Esrei, Mitzvahs Nitzavu Yisro. Okay, that's very innocuous. Was Girsa, that Girsa, is it Sinai, not Sinai, not getting involved in that, Ramban deals with that, Cherish Alev, that's not our issue. Om Rab Nuna, my core, Tertzi Rona Moshe, Begematria, Ochi Ave, Sheish Meis, Biachas Esrei, Ave, Onochi Vilei Elecho, Mipia Gvuva Shomu. Okay? Sholosh Meis Vashishim, Vachomesh Mitzis Lois, I said. The Omasayim, the Aboyim, Ushmona Mitzis, I okay? Till now, nothing happened. He's saying, oh, more Makis. Then, a priori, he has what you would assume is somehow a Musa Shmuz that is completely irrelevant to everything. And he says, Kola Makaimom Zechel Olam Havo, Kola Iba Leim, Nida and Bishisha Inshin. Skila Srefa Hereg Vachenik Misa Vakoris Umalkis. Okay, Misa Misa Shimai Koris Umalkis. Okay, Beseda. Then he goes on, Eil Niskolim, Eil Nisrofim. Beseda. So, you know, we are brought up with the Rambam. The Minyan HaMitzvahs, once Rav Simloy or Manuna finish, Minyan HaMitzvahs Saseh, and HaMitzvahs Lai Saseh, correct? Would you have a Minyan HaMitzvahs, Eiluhen Niskolen, Eiluhen Nischofen, Eiluhen Nerogim, Eiluhen Nechnokim, Eiluhen Shebekores, Eiluhen Shebemis B'nei Shomayim, Eilu Labin Shema Malkus Aboyim. Then he says, Eilu Mitzvahs Kumaseh. That's the second category. And the third category is Eilu Parshis Chukim Mishpotim Mesum Lutzibu. So, what is the scoop here? So, I would tell you the following. Okay. It's not a drosha. It's not a schmooze, okay? The Baha'i is using Averis and Einshin and Kiyumim in order to Masada Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay? And he's using Einshin to introduce to us the sixth type of Einshin which he has. The album Mises Bezdin, Koles Mises Shamayim, and Malkus. Okay? Correct? I ask you, just to give you an example of what this means, how would you count Korban Pesach? Okay? Korban Pesach is Chayvin Krisis. Would he count it under Chayvei Krisis, or would he count it under Kumbasei, so see Makom Korban Pesach? So I want to tell you what the Baha'i has done, because he set up these two formulations, counts Pesach twice, once under Chayvei Krisis, and secondly under Mitzvah Kumbasei, and the same thing in Mila. Listen to this. Here it is. Here it is. Skila v'yonishin. So he mentions kogis, right? Elishim kogis. Samachalov. That's in his minion. Shalu osa pesach. Samo beis shalu mao. Because there's a maisa veira and there's an einish. Does it say shalu osa pesach? And for not being makar the pesach, and for not being mao, there's a chiv kogis. And that's in the minion from ancient. Then he has like this. The Elu mitzvahs kumbase, number hey, umilu, number ayin zayin, lasta pesach. It's only from this frame of reference you can begin to understand what he's trying to do. Because if the way your categories are in mitzvahs is a mitzvah say, mitzvah lois say, Pesach and Mila mitzvah say. But if the categories are kol oiva aleihem, there's six oinshin for kol makaimim, and that's why the Elu mitzvahs kumvasei, because the kiyumim call them mekayimim zecher olam haba, and it's not what they say, the achrinim, that if someone sits back and doesn't do the ma'aseh aveira, what olam is he zecher to? That is not this bahag. There's yisurim, okay, with oinshin. And it's based on ancient. So, and then this kumvase. Okay? And this way that you could evaluate them and is kiveya, there should be two mitzvahs. Okay? The same way that the Rambam said in Shere Shishi, that if you have a dove echod, but the fact that it's a mitzvah say and a mitzvah loisa say, make it two separate mitzvahs. Dainu, Shabbos, Shabbosan by Shabbos, and the Lavlis Askom Locho, whether it's Shvius, Yom Kippur, goes through the whole thing. Or the what does it? That's, okay? That's after you finished. I don't know, that's not a priori how it happened, but after you finished, that's what's happening, okay? There's a marshal, because not 100%, that this you can count Korban Pesach in Kumbaseh, and count Korban Pesach in Einch. That is point one. Now, there's more than that. How do you look at Einch? Do you look at Einch as a mitzvah saseh to give the Einish? Or you look at Einch as an expression of an isur, elu she'evim aleihem, and really it's in the lavim. Okay. You'll see, Rabbi Isai, that here's another machlokes with the Rambam and the Bahag. The Bahag learns that einshin are isurim and leisas, and therefore he starts off the shisha einshin, the kol oiva aleihem skila, and he counts the mitzvahs of skila. Okay, and avodah zarah is not counted on a lav of avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is counted on the skol. Okay, the Rambam does just the opposite. The Rambam in Sherish Yudalit presents to us that each individual einish is a mitzvah saseh. Okay? You understand yourself that if you say it's a shurim and isa, and it's not a mitzvah saseh, you can throw in Mitzvah Shemayim. Okay? But if you put in Mitzvah Seh, there's no Mitzvah Seh you can imagine of Mitzvah Shemayim. The whole Bahag of using a Mitzvah Shemayim over here, you know, certainly says something. I'm not getting involved in Kores, okay, with Malkus, but he's the Kores also really is that idea, okay? Now, therefore the Rambam says, in Sherish Yudalit, Ulam, Achelik Shebiya Boy, Ho'inish Vagmul, Yesh Me'isam Hamitzis, Mashitivonu Yisale, Sheniskal Be'evin, Mishov Aleo. Umehem, Mashitivonu Shenachnoik, Ho'ive Aleo, כמו שבואו בפרש, that's part of Pirush Mekubal. ומהם, מה שציוונו של נלקה, כאוי ועליהם, ברצוע. ומהם, מה שייד יסעלה עליהם בקורס, והוא שלא יהיה לאוי ועליהם, ומייס ומחסיק בחטוי, חלק עולם הבו, כמו שבירו בפרק חלק, that's what Kores is about. ומהם, מה שיועד עליהם, מיסה בלבד, זאת מיסה לשמיים. והוא שהמיסה הוא השם, בחטא ויחפ אלוהי במויסה. וכבר בירו, בתחילת המקס, שכל הסחורה שישחי ואוי בלהם קורס, בלבד, אוי מיסה בלי שמיים, אם מסבר שאובו אוי ועל הסחורה, וכו' ואיזית, יגץ מלכס, אוקיי. ואפי שכמשפוטוי, שיהיה דינו בקורס. אוקיי, בסדר. ומהם, מה שציבור שלו נעשה, שנעניש הוי ועליהם בממוינו בלבד. לאי בגופוי, כמו שגוזר בגזלן תסיס החיימש, ובגנב תשלומי כיפו, מה שגונב, מהם, מה שציבונו יסעלה, שיעקב אוי ועליהם קורבן על אבוינוי, ויחופ אלוי. הנה קיום אלו האינשים, כולם מצווס עשה. כפי שנצטבינו שנרג זה, but you don't talk, they doesn't talk about commerce, משמיים, the kiyum o'inish is a mitzvah se. כפי שנצטבינו שנרג זה, ושנלקה זה. ושנסקל זה, ושנקב קורבן על מה שעברנו לו. So according to the Ram, the inch of mitzvah se, and according to the Bahag, it's a way that we differentiate between Averis and a group of six type of Oinshin, and Mitzvah Kumbaseh, with a third category of Parashis, which the Rambam himself is going to talk about later on in this Shurish. I hope to get to it tonight. Not clear that it's going to happen.
Are they actually counted
as
separate onshin? As separate
mitzvahs?
The onshin.
Sure he does! Look! Skila, each one of the skilas. According to the Rambam, no. That's why, you see, it's a little bit odd in Sherish Yudalit, the way he's attacking the Bahag. How does he count a mitzvah from skila, from Avodah Zorah, and a mitzvah from skila by Shabbos, and a mitzvah this, and how does he do it? So the Emes seemingly didn't do it. Because it's not talking about mitzvah say. It's ancient, Shuman ancient. If it's mitzvah say, the Rambam's right. It's a whole different world. Also, you have to keep in mind, if we'll talk about this, that Korban is not on the Bahag's list of ancient. Korban is a machaber. It's not an einish. He doesn't have the only six einishim. The Ram has a separate mitzvah called Havoas Korban Chatos and Havoas Korban Oile V'yore. Okay. The Bahag, since he doesn't have this classification, The Bahat does an amazing thing. He says there's a parsha in the Torah called a parsha of Chatos and Ulivirid in one. Because there's no place for the Bahag really to count this, okay? He's not counting it in Oinshim because it's a Mechaper, okay? He counts in Parshis, okay? The Rambam, the whole discussion of the truth is, the whole discussion of Korban Olam Yerin and Paka, according to Halachos Gedolos, which we had, you know, which the Rambam is having, the Paka, the various dinim of the mitzvah, are really subsumed in a mitzvah, and you look at a mitzvah as yichida mesuyem shleima, which has the ikar mitzvah and the dinim underneath, and you shouldn't count the dinim as a separate mitzvah. And he quotes the eve the dinim on the Torah, like in Korban Olam Yerin. That whole discussion and having a discussion about Korban Olam Yerin and Chatos according to the Bahag is completely out of context. Because Korban Olam Yerin and Chatos are basically one part, are called Parshas. The Ram quotes the Chatos Chan Oynish, and it's a mitzvah to have the Oynish, to do the Oynish, to Mekayim the Oynish. So then he says, or the Tapake, or the Dinim, are not counted separately, even though they're in the Torah. So just, what I want to do, I'm not here, the purpose over here is to understand the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, okay? But however, since the Rambam has taken upon himself to attack the Halachos Gedolos, I think it's somewhat helpful for us to understand the Halachos Gedolos just looking at the words and seeing what he's saying, okay? So this is the beginning. I thought, just even before we start, this frame of reference, it's not a drasha. This is basic yisrei of the minyan mitzvahs, and therefore he says it right before he starts with the minyan. We ask the question, how did he know it? So the answer is, as I say in plain Yiddish, I don't know. But you know, some rishonim say kol divrei kabbalah. Whatever you want, that's irrelevant to me. But the fact is, that's what he did. Now, see here, once you have this, you ask yourself the following question. The Rambam counts, now we have a frame of reference. The Bahag counts Eishes Ish, Poshet Eishes Ish Shezinsa, Naamorosa Shezinsa, Abaskoyin Shezinsa as three separate categories. One in the Mitzvahs Niskolin, Naamorosa. One in the Mitzvahs Nischofen, Baskoyin. And one in Nechnokim Eishes Ish. So the Rambam takes the Bahag to task over here, and he says this is a case of Paka, a case of Dinim, which the Bahag is counting. Okay. So a priori, I would have said the issue over here is not an issue to be discussed in Sheresh B. You should have discussed the 14th Sheresh. And this is an expression of the base of Machlokes between the Rambam and the Bahag. Do you count separate oinshim? Not because it's mitzvah asay, adarabba. Oh, that's the way you count mitzvahs. Okay. So why does he take the Bahag to task over here? So that's what I started telling you. There's Yudalit Habo al Naamorosa in the Skolim. Ve'ei chof ches in nisrofen bas koin ki zizit, isn't it? Lam and vav and nechnok and zabor and eishes ish. So that's
what l'cheir it should have been. Hasher ish ha'bo'a, so eich roi limnois kiyum o'ein shim v'mitzah seh v'chulim v'ein roi shim nekol oinish miyuchot mitzah b'fnei atzmo ad sh'noim ha'derech mosho sh'atzim ha'zalisko m'chal shabbos mitzah seh achas uskilos oiv yid oiv mitzah shniya uskilos oiv v'avodah zorah mitzah shlishis ad sh'yem minyan ha'mitzahs k'minyan ha'yishim sh'ech hayom mitzah bezdin. This is good for the issue here. So what does he want here in Cherish Zion? So the answer is, and this we're only going to talk about this, this only lead up, because we're going to need a few more pieces of information. The simple answer is that the Bahag does something over here which is amazing, which is very different. Because when you count Abu Dzara in Niskolim, you don't count it also in the Elu Lavim the Lavim of Malkus Aboyim. Elu Malkus Aboyim. Right? You don't count it. Because there's Lavim. But once you count in the skull, there's no reason to count the Lavim. Correct? But the Bahag does an amazing thing. In Eishes Ish. He had the three, correct, which I mentioned already. And then in Eilu Lavin Sheba Malkus Aboyim in Chof Tes Leisinov. So Ram says, Rabbi Lishayla, if you're counting Leisinov, so Leisinov is the Ika Mitzvah, and all the Yerushim Apake, okay, they're really an expression, okay, of the Lav, okay. So, how do you count it? As four. This is a discrepancy to the problem of Paka. And Paka is Sherish Zion, that you don't count the dinim, the prote mishpotim of the mitzvah. So, Mela, he didn't count them. So Mela said, why do you count them? So, Ram, he goes back. Do you see, whatever it is, that in general, one of his claims on the Halachas Gedolos is that he's inconsistent. There's no rhyme and reason and no general rules. So once no general rules, here he's dealing with something with Paka and he's counting it. And that's what he's hitting him for. Okay? And basically I think that's where the Ramban also interprets this, Ramban. And he asks in the Lysa section Yud Ches that if there's a Kasha the Bahag, he can ask the same Kasha on himself in Mekalil. Okay? And you look at Shin Yud Ches. Don't want to get involved in that, but he quotes this Kasha, and he says you can ask on Namarosa, you can ask the same Kasha about the Rambam also. In Mitzvah Lysa Shin Yud Ches. Now, I want to go to a point where I was going last week. Now we have this is the beginning of something. This is all very interesting. We'll see more things as we build it. But you know, I got very excited. At least now I'm beginning to understand, because I always ask myself, you know, I'm not discussing the pro-Musa or the anti-Musa movement or not, but you know, when the Bahag is mentioned in Minyan HaMitzvahs, you wouldn't expect to say, you know, it's a little bit bothering. It's an important thing to know, but is it so important and fundamental that you discuss it before you start counting the mitzvahs? So the answer is, oh, yes, it is, because this is the way you count it. Now, next. The Rambam said something amazing, which I asked the Kasha last week. He says like this. Ela, he says, "Umizah min gam kein omo yisal na morosa im zinze beskila, vim hoysa baskoy misreifa, ze hashlom es din oynish eish ish." There's an oynish eish ish, and this is part of the pocket of the oynish eish ish. Ukvato beze kol misha shamati boy, Umona eches ish mitzvah, mena morosa mitzvah, ubaskoy mitzvah. Veira dova king, tzlom, El Kmoshe Vaya, Vuhu Ki Mitzvah Achas,
Michlal Hamitznesu. Omo Yisa'ala Lo Sinov. And then he says something amazing. Ubo'o HaKabolo Shezeh Halav Hazcholos La'ishis Ish. What is he talking about? Bo HaKabolo, according to the Ram, is a Pirushim Mekubal. What it means is, he's trying to tell you, with the logical laboratory that he's given to you in Minyan HaMitzvos, it wouldn't have worked. You need a Pirushim Mekubal over here. Now, Pirushim Mekubal is a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the Pirush of the Pasuk. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe, the Pirush was Moshe to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the Ram discusses in Akdomah to Pirushim Shnayis. And that's when he calls me Piashmur in Mishneh Torah. Okay? And in Pirush Mishnayis, and in Sefer Mitzvahs, he calls it a Pirush Mekubal. Pirush Mekubal Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you need it for? The Boinu Shalom, the Rambam says that Pake is not in the Minyan, even if it's Mefuish Batera. So what the heck? What difference does it make? If the love over here of Lysinov is a Pirush Mekubal or not, you don't count Paka independent of everything. So what does he want with the Pirush Mekubal? And I'll tell you something else. Even if it is a Pirush Mekubal, okay, the place to discuss it is not over here in Shevish Zion. It should have been in the mitzvah, I think, Resh Mem Hei. The lava of Eishesh. That's who he should have mentioned it. Right? Where's he mentioned? He doesn't mention it there. He mentions it here. Okay. So now I want to tell you what I would say. So l'cheira, it's a double portion. You can't try to sell me that he's using the Pirush Mekubal to say that the Paka and how you count the Paka, because that's against everything that he's doing in the Shurish. Because the Shurish says you can decide about Paka independent of everything. Okay? And it's true that if you would have said that it's Paka and it's a Pirush Mekubal to say that it's a mitzvah like he does in Pesach Sheni, but say that. But that's not what he's doing here. Now also, so the Rambam himself, okay, in Shimem Hei, when he's discussing Eishishiz and so Lois Haseh, he says the lav is the el aishes amischa losite chokol zora. So Ram says that's only you can give an oinish to the ish, not the isha. And then he calls loisinov, they can get an oinish both to the ish and the isha. And he need the loisinov, because he was talking about the various different oinishim of the isha, not about the ish, right? At Shin Mem Zayin. Sorry, Shin Mem Zayin. Maybe the Pirush Mekubal should say Ein Oinshin Elokim Asirin. Okay. Yeah. All right. There's an Oinish. Every time you have an Oinish Misa, you have an Ashala. And the Ram learns that in Einshim Kimasirin. The Ram is Machadish in Sherish Yudalit, that because of Einshim Kimasirin, because we know this cloud, you can even derive Asholos for Yud Gimel Midas, even though Sherish Beis says you can't, because we have this cloud of Einshim Kimasirin. So then it's really crazy that you don't need a Pirush Mekubal to tell you have a lava over here. Because they know each other can mess here. And Befrat, I'll tell you something. I personally think I don't know what it means, but I don't know how or what with the Bahag learns you actually need a lav, or how important a lav over here, because he's setting up Einshin, even an Aseh, and that's what's going on over here, both in Pesach and in Mila and in Shlowatz Yurochot Yodayim Raglayim. So I'm not sure exactly how important to talk the term of Ein Einshin and Kamasirin. You see, when you're counting Minyan HaMitzvahs of Ascholos, so then the Ein Einshin and Kamasirin is a very important thing. But if you're mentioning the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Minyan of Einshin, the whole issue of Ein Einshin and Kamasirin is not something which is so important in Minyan HaMitzvahs. We have to know how the Bahag learns. Okay. So I would tell you like this. And that's what he says. Okay, you look at Sherez Yudalit, they don't need a... that's how he can mock over the Imoy, and Mikal over the Imoy, how it works, even though it's not a lot, there's a lot, but he discussed in Sherez Yudalit. So it could be that, as I mentioned to you last week, the Bahag has a lav by Shabbos, okay? Even though he has a skila by Shabbos. But the Bahag is very careful when he quotes a lav by Shabbos. In skila, it's Yud Beis, Machalos HaShabbos. Eilun lav and Shema Malkus Aboyim, in Tezayin, he says, Loisase melocho, dilav me ovois melochois b'Shabbos. He's very careful, because since you have Shabbos as a skila, you don't need a lav. Okay, so then you ask yourself, why the Bahag of all people? Why should he call Loisinov? So here, you could have said, and I saw the Achlinim also do this, okay, that the Bahag is learning Loisinov is not referring to Eishes Ish. It doesn't need Ein Einshin Kimas here, because it didn't have that problem, really. At least we have to see, we have to, you know, in terms of Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay?
Speaking about Pnoya?
What?
Isn't this Pnoya?
1 second, let me just see. Let's see. Two Gemaras, the Gemara in Shavuos and the Gemara in Nida. Okay, the Gemara in Shavuos is like this. Mem Zayin Mebeis, Shimon ben Talfoim Oimer, Ashol Li Oikev Ach Ahanoyev Minayin, Tamuloi Veloi Sinof Li Sanif. What does it mean? What's Oikev? Rashi says. Oikev Ach Ahanoyev. Nasalopitopis Lahagil Loi Noshim Leniv. Leniv, okay? There's a word in English for this in the vocabulary, but I don't think that it's proper to say, but oh, that's what we're talking about over here. And that's the lav Loisinov Loisanov. It's a Gemara in Shavuos. It's not HC, it's not Hayis in general. Gemara neither. You give them a base. It's also something very prevalent in society. Ton of the Rebbe Yishmael, loy sinof, loy tehe b'cho niuf, bein biyad, bein b'regel. There's another word in English that clearly describes this, but I'll leave it also unmentioned, and you'll look at it, you'll see what it is. So the Rambam then comes and says, Rabbi Yisai, that's not the pshat in posse. The Gemara Nida, the Gemara in Shavuos. There's a pirush mekubal of that loy sinof is Eishes Ish. And how does he know the Pirush Makubal? Because I told you in general, the Ram Shita is the Astam Sifri, Astam Sifro, Astam Mechilta is an expression of the Matiki HaShmur and the Meserif Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore,
the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos in Minyan is madif to mention a Sifro, a Sifri, and a Mechutin, and a Gemara. Because Gemara not necessarily is that. The Gemara could be a Drosh. Rabbi Isai, there's a Mechutin. A Mechutin to Rabbi Yishmael. Parshish Yisroi, Mesechta, the Bechidish, Parshish Ches, Loi Sin of Loma Nema, Lefi Shoem, Mois Yumos, Anoif, Mno Efes, Oine Shomanu, As ho loy shamanu, tam loy loy sinu. Oh, dos is dos. Mechut et Rav Shim Meyochot. Perchof, loy sinu, mechal shenem amoys yumos, hanoif anoefes, lomanu oynish. As ho minayin, tam loy loy sinu. That's the Ram says, the Pirush Mokobo. Don't try to sell me that I have no kasha on the Bahag, the Chumonoshoch. How does he quote it in the Lois HaSeh and also in the Einshin? And you tell me it's a Gemara Shavuos and he's referring the same way in Shabbos, a Lois HaSeh, the Lav Mavos Melochus. You can't do that. It's like a Pirush Mekubal that, okay. This, I don't know how fair that is, okay, because the truth is, this is not fair, okay? This is not fair. I'll tell you why it's not fair. Because if you recall in Sherish Beis, the Rambam has mitzvahs which he's ready to put in minyan mitzvahs which a priori look like the Yud Gimel Midas, but they're really Pirush HaMekubal. Okay? Oil! Okay? Or by Truma, Pesach, that's all it's all, you know. There are various lavim in the Torah that are not mentioned in the Torah. It's only Gzeir Shabbat. Kach b'Pir Shmua. Oh, it's a Pir Shmua Kol. The truth is, we do not find any place in the Bahag using this idea of Pir Shmua Kol. We don't find counting mitzvahs through a Pir Shmua Kol. So really, what the Ram is doing is basing on a general as he does with this I totally the Arabic philosophical word of mikdama, which the Rambam uses many times. It basically has a philosophical premise, which Torah is an expression of certain premises. And one of the premises are that the Pirush HaMekubal is as a Kabbalah from Moshe. That's Shat and Pasuk. So he pulls and he uses his own argument against the Mahab in order to destroy it. Okay. I just want to give you an idea of what's going on over here. Okay, continue, okay? Okay, we're just getting started here now. Okay. Okay. Now, here we have that. Now, let's continue reading. This is the easy part, okay? Then we get this. We get to Makalinich and Makanevish Bishkoga. You know, there's amazing things going on. Okay, let's going on. Let's see what happens. I want to get as much as I can today. But I decided if I go faster, you wouldn't. You know, we have to explain it. I'm sorry. Okay, next. So he says like this. He has now Melosa. He says like this. He says the Pirush HaMekubal Boa Kabbalah Shezeh Halav Asoleh Shishol Boa Kabbalah. So you can't ask any kashas. Oh, that's it? So it's Paka ready. So, case proven. Achkach Boa Kosum Boa Kosum Achir Ashol Azois Shihoi Goiva Alav Azeh Vomu Mois Yumos Anuafus Lefus Achkach Hishnuma Kosum Hilchos Dine Ho'inish Hazer. You know what the Hilchos Dine Ho'inish Hazer is? Paka Chacham. The Paka is the Prote Dinim, and the Chacham is the Rambam word used for Dinim in general. And somehow, the Prote Mishpotim of the Dinim. Whatever this means, you have to know how he uses this term, but Mamish is putting everything together. And this is what it is. This is the Paka. V'yachkach, as you say very clearly. Yahakah, Hishlim Akosu, Hilchos Dine Oinish Hazeh. and the oinish is a shurim, according to him, is the mais aver is machayev the oinish, and therefore, if it's the same mais aver, there's nothing to talk about. So it's all one oinish, and it's all paka. That's what he did. V'hisne boi tnoi v'omar she'omroi yis'al omroi mois yumos hanoi v'nefes yesh boi chilip she'moi seish zish zizu v'askoin tisalef and if it's a nam rosso b'sula tiskila v'moi se b'ula v'ena v'askoin harihi b'chenek. So it's offhand you get the impression that the mois yumos is almost, he's flipping it, because most humus means chenek, and he's making it kilo almost like a general rule that there's dying, and the Torah tells you how you die in various other places. It's a very strange thing. V'loi bis na usoi, from not from the Tanai, his na usoi. V'mini amisa yisraba amitzas, l'vishonu b'chol zeh lo yatsonu me'isa eish d'ish. This is very important. It's all the same isa. It's the Isa of Eishes Ish. And once it's all the same Isha, that defines the Paka, that the Oynish is all one. And that's what he does in Oyle of Yerge, and that's what he did in Chatos just before. It's all one. And he's talking about the Isa Eishes Ish. The Lav Leisinov. Now here is a problem. V'beya Omru b'senhejna koho yibachlal noyif no efes.
Again, why does it have to be one? Let it be three onshim. Why? How does it?
Because one mais aveira, and that's what the Ram says. That's why chatas all called mechatas kavua, whether it's pakoi mashiach or it's pare or it's the sir nasi or it's the regular chatas kavua. Sir avod zora. This is the same mais aveira from our kares. It's all one oinish, and that's what he doesn't call another beer. These are the mais aveiras, and that's it. And the same thing he did it. This is the Paka. That's why he introduces the Korban of the Chatas over here to set. That's the setup. And even it's in Teresh Miksav. And it doesn't do anything. It doesn't make no more mitzvahs. Okay? But it's amazing what he did. Okay. Now he does something over here. Omu b'bei omu b'sanhedrin. I don't know what the bei omu. You have to check what this word means, okay? What it means exactly. Bebei omu, whether it's a pirush makubal or not. Hakol hoyu b'chlal. Now, here, the Ram does something which is amazing, which I don't want to talk about very much. It's a very difficult thing. Because hakol hoyu b'chlal in general, when you learn Eruchin and Tmura, it means not only in the past, but it's in the present. Whether it's hakol hoyu b'chlal berek abayis, or this in ha'rocha, ma'amad ba'rocha, I can quote you all the gemaras, okay? But the problem is, once you flip it and you say Shepirat HaKosuv, and it was Motzi something, the question is, remain in the cloud or does remain in the cloud? And the Ram's trying to sell you that it remains in the cloud. Otherwise, what he says doesn't make any sense. Hakavon, he says, V'hoitzi HaKosuv es bas Yisrael eskila v'es bas koil eskreif hakavon b'zeh she'iseh she'is koil hakol. Still b'chal. Okay? But the Gemara uses this by Eishish Zinsa. Okay? Bainis. And you don't call her Zaina. And the Gemara, I can give you other examples. And the Gemara calls Rabbi Yechanon of Hirzir and this, that Rabbi Yechanon is already saying by Trefa, Shehoitzi, Yodai, the Uber Shehoitzi Yodai, Vihzira. That it's beseder, that it's not trefa b'chal, and it means it's out of it, okay? And the Ram puts it in it, okay? In fact, Rav Avraham ben Rambam asked the Daniel Abavli in my Sinisim asked the Kasha ben Rambam, how does he do this? Because the other cases of Akoli b'chal, we should peel it, that it's separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. And how could the Ram use this as a proof? To prove what it a priori is saying just the opposite. And you know something? These were shaylos to Rav ben Rambam, and there's no response to this question. Period. Okay. Next. I just want to go on because I don't want to. I want to get you into the next thing. The next thing is absolutely amazing. Okay. Now he goes like this. And it's different from Yibum and Chalitza because it's not mentioned in the Torah. Hoyinu mechuyovim shol nimnos makin nefesh b'shkoga goyla mitzvah achas. I think it's mitzvah achas, but if you're going to quote and be more in a paka, it's many mitzvahs. Ki akosu kualime dini ha-mitzvah zeis. The paka. Boy, you don't mind, listen to this. Look what he did. Kach. My makosiv, imikli basili kol, mos yumos otseyachu. This is v'chule. So I ask you a question, mos yumos otseyachu. Is that, was it to with Shkoga? Next! V'amitzvah shniya, omu v'im be'eben yad, ashe yomus boi kol. It's mos yomus. Otseyachu. Mitzvah Shlish Ramu, over Kliets, Ashi Yomus Boi Kol, it's also Mois Yomus. What does he want, Chaba? Mitzvah Levis, Amu Goyal Adom, who Yomus Eser Otzeach. The Ram quotes as a Perek Al, Vukas Otzeach, who Shmiris HaNefesh, then the Otzeach Bemezid, the Mitzvah is the Goyal Adam, she carried the Mises Bezdin. What do you do? We're Goyal, we're Machin Nefesh Mishkoga. That's Machin Nefesh Mishkoga? What is he talking about? Again the same thing. That's a discussion of Machin Nefesh Mishkoga. Oh, here we are. At 8, we're ready to talk to the Rambam. Good, that's 8, good. That's okay also. That's also okay. What are we talking about? Because many times in Sanhedrin, it's talked about a Otzeach Bemezid. Okay? What? That's Beseder. That's also okay. He went out. Okay. That's Mshogi. We should call him Dine Amitzah. Or does the Pake? Pake. Okay. Dine is the Mishpat the Amitzah. The Omnom Amitzah Manu Yehu Din. Or what's the Mitzah? Din Make Nefesh Mishkoga. And here's the amazing thing. Here the Ram uses the word Shrana. Okay. Which we've pointed out in the past. There's the Alama and there's a Shrana. Alama is a command. A Shrana is a hira. And the Ram uses that by two other things. So it's a hira. The din, that's what he calls. Oto the din makin nefesh. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah and in Nina in Sefer Mitzvah, he calls an Alama. And he says, the mitzvah is lagloisei. Oh, and the same way in Mishneh Torah, the same way in Nina Kotzer. Here, he's calling a Shrana, and he makes it almost like din tumasaras, and maybe it's even a hagdoma that we should know that the din in Shrana, you don't count the paka, not only in the mitzvah, not only in the tzivuyim, but also in the Shrana. Chesnit! I'm not kidding. But I ask myself, I look at this Rambam, I said, what is he talking about? How can you have a discussion
If someone would come and say Sashir, the first seven that he's talking about, I talk about a Ritzayach. And he says, no! It's Pake of Machin Nefesh Mishkova. That's the cash. Rabbi Sai, the answer is like this. I can go through all the Rams where he quotes the Ram Mishnah Torah, every single case. He quotes the Din Oimed, the Din Hashara, and all the different dinim and the Kli Ritzicha. The Ram quotes again and again in Hilchos Ratzeich by Ratzeich B'Mezid. I can tell you, Gil Olah again. Okay. The answer is like this. Answer like this. The pshat is the answer like this. Here we go. The Rambam here in Shurish Zion has a whole different approach to this parasha, and he's learning Pshuto Shel Mikra. He's not talking about Rirot Zeyach. And there's a push to Kashi you should ask yourself. What Misa is a Ritzeyach Chayiv? Saif. And how you know he's Chayiv Saif? Because there's Nokum, you knock him. That's the Ram cause of the Hilchos Ritzicha. So how does it say in the Torah, by each one of these cases, most you must, which really is a case of chenek? What's going on? Rabbi Sai, the din is most yomus. Is chenik in Nisus Bezdin. But if the person killing over here is not Bezdin, but the girl Adam, then no dinim how he kills him. Okay? And that's how the Ram thinks it's very important over here to call this Shrana. Because the best you can do is say there's a heter for the girl Adam. If someone does and kills someone in a way that doesn't fulfill the dinim of Shogeg, it shall be called the mazid. Okay? So there's a pake in the din, in the parsha of, on the din of Maki Nefesh Bishkoga, that this person is not Nigla. There's no Gogos on him. However, if he's like this, is most yomus, there's a heter from the girl Adam to kill him. And that's also from the din. This whole discussion, these mitzvahs are all sharana, and they're all discussion of the din of Makan Nefesh Bishkok. The Ram has done an amazing thing, and we don't know, he doesn't express this opinion in Mishneh Torah or in Sefer Mitzvah Kappa, and almost, excuse me, it looks almost like a setup, like he's setting up this opinion in order to move ahead, and it's an amazing thing. Listen to another Rama. Perek Vov of Hilchos Litzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh Halacha Dalet V'yesh Horeg B'Shkoga V'tiyah Shkog Krev L'Zoda V'ushia B'Dova K'mo P'shia Oh, shehoi lo lizoya v'lo niza, v'dinoi she'enoi goyla, v'bnei she'avoinoi chomo, ein golus mechaperis loy, v'enoi mika koltosoi, oisoi, she'enon koltais ela mochuyiv golus bovad, lefikach imotze goyla adom, v'chol mokoyim v'hol goy poto. Okay. That's Ram's makbid over here, that it's a shrana. And the Ram has changed the whole world about. And the truth is, the amazing thing is, there is a Medrash HaGadol like this, but I'm not getting involved, because there are those that claim the Medrash HaGadol, I think, was written post-Rambam, okay?
But Pater means, there's a heter to do it?
Yeah, it's a heter. That's why it's a shrana. It's not a mitzvah. The Ram has Gril Adam is in Mishneh Torah, the mitzvah is that the Gril Adam should do it, in part of the Din Mitzvah Bezen.
So the most humus here is the heter.
The most humus is the heter, and it's not referring to Mitzvah Bezen. Okay? That's what's going on. It's a pakeh from Din Makeh Nefesh Mishkoga. That's what the Ram says. Uma yaseh zeh yeshiv yishmaatzim begul adom. V'chein kol atzchom shahog be'erechot oi v'lo yasro u'kiyitz b'im hogen gul adom ein lehem dom lo yehei elu chamurim mehoi shvil be'kavona. But there the Ram would never say that's part of the Pasha. It's only Shtikl Tera. The Pasha is talking about a pshir kol a shir kol a pshir. What's the chalitzeach? And the almost Yomus is the Gril Adam. That's why the mitzvah is the Gril Adam. And he learns Pshirush HaMikra, or that the Gril Adam is not the Gril Adam, the Ram Mishneh Torah of Mezid, although the Ramban learns a separate mitzvah. I mean, you know, mitzvahs, but it's the Gril Adam of Horeb Shkoga, and it's a Shran, it's a Heder. And this Rabbi Isai is also, you'll find in the Netziv, on Chumash, he doesn't say, he doesn't quote the Ram in the, he doesn't quote the Ram or anything like this, but the Hamikdov and Lamed Hey Yud Beis, Lefi Adrash Vechule, Alefi Apshat, Loi Niska Bechol Aparche, Ela Nered Biyad Goyel Adom, Uba'ifen She'en Hasra Ukedema. She ain't biad bezdin lahogoy. What? No one quotes the Ram over here. Oh, but that's the Ram saying. So I got this, you know. I said, the truth is, it was not last night. I think it was Tuesday night. I was lying on the thing. I said to myself, what am I going to do here? And this, I think, is the Poshet Pshat in the Rambam. Okay? Now, so that's the scoop here. Okay? Now, and we go through all the Rams one at a time in Hilchos Vaseach Shmiras HaNefesh, but it all comes down to the same thing. And then I'll tell you something else. What happened is an amazing thing. Otto the Ram says the mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs, not over here, is not Din Makeh Nefesh. The Din is Lagloisei. There's a chiyuv kilo on bezin to megalim, not like the chinuch who says the din on the ritzeach. And how do you know that? Because shom take philosophy. How could be din of golus on kvura if it's on the person himself? It's only why he's alive. It's kibush makes nasachov shemira mitzvahs. So the Ram learned from that the mitzvah there, it's an alamah, it's a tzivut, and a tzivut on business, a whole different story. But over here, that's not the case at all.
Most Yomas is only a tour, heter.
Yeah.
So why would you say it would be another mitzvah?
Because shana, it's a Rosh HaTeira. It's a shana. That's what he lists. That's why he sets up the whole idea of shana over here. And he calls the pakeh again over here, mishpatim. And this is what it is. It's Mishpatei HaMitzvah. These are Mishpatim of the Makeh Nefesh Mishkoga, or the Dishkoga, which is a Shkoga, Kolov, Lipshia, Atipcho. It wasn't said the Parsha of Golos. But a push to Shkoga there is. And that is from the Dinim, from the Din Makeh Nefesh Mishkoga. And that's Pshat and Rambam. And Metz Hashem will pick up next week.